We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's been a fun-filled, record-setting, action-packed football season. The only way to end it is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Head to the app right now and check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares, including there's a cross-sports prop where, for example, LeBron James versus the total points scored in the Super Bowl, coin toss, first turnover, any quarter to end scoreless. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, in our previous segment, we had your questions, his answers. Had some good ones. It was tough. But the winner of the 409 tailgate box is Chris from Richmond, Virginia.
And by the way, there were several good questions.
Yeah. That's what I said. There were good ones.
I like ripping them when they're
almost
not.
All of them.
Yeah. I'm laughing, by the way.
Answer yours.
I'm laughing, by the way. Bob Flounder's latest story. And Bob writes great stuff for Penn Live. It's Penn State's 2020 O-line. And he's doing a breakdown by position, which is great.
Do I have guards with tackles?
No. I'm just picturing Steven Gonzalez reading it. Key losses, none. Like, you could have just put Steven Gonzalez's name there, Bob.
It just be tackles. I'm sorry.
Oh, is it just tackles?
I think it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, it's just tackles. Sorry.
I wouldn't diss Steven Gonzalez like that.
I thought it was the
whole
O-line.
I mentioned Mennett.
You're right. It's just offensive tackles. Yeah. Nobody ever, like the headline says, which you did not write, obviously, Penn State's 2020 O-line, blah, blah, blah. So I assume his whole O-line, I'm just at the start of the article. Key losses, none.
You couldn't have put Gonzo's name there. I would never do that to you.
Don't forget, you can get all our content on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. And now we're on Spotify. Just check us out, Keystone Sports. All right, we're going to finish strong. Quarter number four this week, gentlemen. We have Bob Flounders' 2020 predictions for Penn State.
It's early.
Are these bold? I'm just asking.
I feel confident about them. I don't think they're that bold.
All right. I'll.
It's not like an A-shaped bold prediction, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they're becoming legendary.
They are.
I'll tell you what they are, what your six predictions are. I want you to tell you why you made it.
Now we have to get
you and Ross can talk about it. Let's start with Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson is number one.
Okay.
As a number one receiver, or just Jahan Dotson in general?
Yeah, I think my prediction was because of the new OC and the RPO and the fact that there's not a lot of proven talent coming back. I just see him as now in his third year being the featured guy. I think Clifford trusts him absolutely. I could see him, if not getting to 1,000 yards, getting very close, because I think he is pretty talented. I don't know who else. I mean, someone's going to turn up, but I think he's going to get better, and I think he's due. And I think he's going to get – if he doesn't get to 1,000, he's going to get very close. I just think this guy knows how to I think you're going to see Clifford get better, and I think you'll see – the passing game get better as a result.
Well, I'll just say this. If he doesn't, they're going to lose your problems.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if Dotson doesn't have a big year.
I never thought of it that way.
It's hard to imagine them throwing the ball very effectively. Right. He's the only known commodity at receiver position.
Yeah.
I think he will. I think that the routes that they're trying to get a guy open.
Yeah.
this year, the last few years, it was Hamler.
Yeah.
Now it's like they'll have Dotson run those routes. And I think I think he's poised for a big year. Although the flip side of that is they're also going to double team him more and he'll get more attention.
However, the beauty of the Penn State running game, the offensive line, and Freiermuth means if you want to double him, there's going to be a problem somewhere on the field.
That's a problem. That's a problem. I think he's
going to get singled up all year. I do.
I think his strength is as a route runner. I do think he's good. I kind of grew weary of him being a secondary receiver that you only saw in spots during a game. And
he's got
I wanted more opportunity
this year to show all that he's got.
All right. Four running backs. Will they all have a role is your second thing.
No, I think that what I said was the top three running backs. I'm not talking about Ricky Slade. I'm not. I'm talking about Journey. I'm talking about Devin Ford. I'm talking about Noah Kane. I think that depth is unrivaled in college football. I think the group is that good from one to, because I think three could be one, and I think one could be three if Devin Ford takes the next step. Because Noah Kane, I mean, you know, had he not gotten hurt, we're going to be talking about Journey Brown, but you saw what he did in the Cotton Bowl when he was healthy too. I mean, I just think that
Noah Kane's there.
They're not interchangeable. They're different a little bit, but I just don't see a lot of separation, even as good as Journey Brown finished the year.
I see separation between the first three and Ricky Slade probably.
Do we agree that Ricky Slade is going to probably get a look as a slot receiver?
We've talked about that, but we don't
know how he's going to play.
I feel strongly that he is going to get a strong look in the spring as a slot receiver.
Well, I hope so. For him, for them, for everybody, it'd be much better. I agree with Bob, though. I guess it's not that different, though. I mean, they had Saquon and Miles Sanders. I mean, they've had pretty good depth. Yeah. I think what's different now is this is probably the first time they've had three guys that I think next year will all be they have three guys that could easily be their starter and 1,000-yard rusher.
Yeah, and I think they could – honestly, I think they could have two this year. I do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's that
far. It's a lot of rushing
They ran
yards.
For 2,800 yards, I think, or something like 2,500 yards last year. They have to take some carries off of Sean Clifford. They just do to keep him healthy. And I think they're going to run the ball more.
You might be right. That would happen, Bob, if two guys are 1,000. If one guy's at 1,500, they're not getting
but
two.
But I think the rotation is pretty good. Journey Brown got 200 yards, but he got out 16 carries. I don't think they want to get anyone into the 20s. I think they want to run it 35 times and not lean on Clifford. So I think it's going to be opportunities for all three.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flanders' 2020 predictions. We're breaking them down in quarter number four. The third one is tight end Pat Freiermuth will be a first-round NFL pick.
Yeah, I don't even think that's really up. That's not even close to a bold prediction.
That's not debatable, right?
I just think that we were talking about that earlier. They're so hard to find now, and it's showing up when the NFL teams try and look for all-around tight ends. There just isn't. There's very few. George Kittle obviously is one, but I mean, in this year's draft class, apparently it's not a great tight end class at all. And the Purdue kid's in there, but none of those kids I really think can do some of the things that Pat can do all around. And if he just takes another step, I just don't see, considering there's a dearth of guys that do what he does at the next level. If he's healthy, man, I don't see any way that he's not a first round guy.
I don't have a great feel for how many tight ends are coming back next year or how good they are. I do think it's interesting that the guys that were touted as going to be first-round picks this year, like the Pinckney kid from Vanderbilt, he didn't play very well.
Right.
Like, it was a bad year for tight ends.
Yeah.
Really bad year for even these guys that there were high expectations for. I don't expect that to happen with Freiermuth. I don't know. There might be 20 awesome tight ends next year, as far as I know. I don't think so, though. And Freiermuth certainly looks like a first-round tight end to me.
The return of center Michael Mennett pays dividends. That is absolutely a mildly bold prediction because I think he's vastly underrated nationally as a center going into his in the next year.
Well, Ross talked about the fact that, you know, I think a scout had him as with a third round grade. He decided to come back. He got so much better, I thought, in the second half of the season. And it was something he did during the second half of the season to me that showed me that he is ready for the pro game. There was an erroneous report before the Ohio State game that he wasn't going to play because I think he was dealing with a lower body issue. And you could see in pregame warmups that he wasn't quite himself, but he sucked it up and he played. And I don't think he played that badly. They were able to do some things in the running game. And I just think that that doesn't sound like a lot, but would you add his physical talent with maybe now him just kind of being a true tough guy at the position? I just think that and the talent's always been there. I really think that, you know, maybe not first round, but I think he's going to be one of the top five centers in the country next year.
I would agree. I mentioned that somebody had said third round to me. One team did. I heard several teams said fourth or fifth round. And we might have talked about this a little bit last week, but, you know, the difference between fourth or fifth round and second or third is actually more significant than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they take you second or third, especially second, you're going to get a chance to start. If they take you fourth or fifth, you could get cut, like, theoretically, that year. And they just don't have as much invested in you. Fourth or fifth, it's like you are a depth guy that maybe they work out. Second or third, it's like we got to play this guy. What I think hurts him a little bit is, unlike a Connor McGovern, I don't really see Mennett playing guard at the next level, so he doesn't have as much positional versatility.
Mm-hmm.
Although he has done it at Penn State. Yeah. And the number one center this year, Creed Humphrey from Oklahoma, is coming back to school, which I'll never understand. I mean, if, yeah. if you're the number one guy at a position, you can't go higher than that. You can't be better than that. I was very confused by that decision. So it appears he would be the first center and Michael would be someone after that.
PJ Mustafa becomes a top 100 NFL draft pick.
So I'm going to say he's going to play himself into.
Into.
I just really think he has not.
I like that, Bob.
I don't think that he has really put it all together yet. And I look at him and you see it in flashes. He's going to start this year. He has to start. And he was in a highly touted prospect. And I just think that you're going to – he would be one of my all-in guys this year. I think he can be a dominant interior defender in the Big Ten. I think he can do it next fall.
All right, the one we're not going to let you expound on, the last one was bold.
No
Brandon
shocker.
Smith, your man crush, all Big Ten honors.
That doesn't mean necessarily first team, but they pick a lot of linebackers.
Honorable mention.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. That's it for our show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Thank you so much for joining us. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and have a good weekend.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.